Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Adley Rutschman met with the media after the Orioles were swept by Kansas City.
Says it all. Can you just describe kind of what you're feeling right now?
It's just the worst feeling. You want to play as long as you can with a group like this and these guys, and they've competed all year. Just doesn't feel right.
Can you put your finger on kind of what went wrong offensively in these last 2 days, or is it ahead in 2 days of baseball that can happen?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we didn't put up enough runs. Guys competed and just didn't go our way.
What, if anything, that you can put your finger on now, what do you think needs to change over the off season and into next season to make sure you're not feeling this again?
Yeah, honestly, I think our coaching staff, our guys, they have a good process. We went through our ups and downs this season. This team's capable of a lot. I know that we've shown that time in and time out. And we've had our ups and downs, but I think this group's relentless. And I think, you're going to see an improved group next year. They don't take any time off. These guys will get right back to work. And I know I'm going to be excited to be see what we got come spring training.
How frustrating was that fifth inning as a whole in your at-bat in particular? Is there anything you feel like you might do differently to get another chance at it?
In the fifth inning?
Yeah.
What happened in the fifth inning?
The Cedric Mullins home run and then straight out to the bases.
What would I do differently?
Is there anything you would have might have done differently in your approach to that at-bat?
I would have gotten a hit.
Adley, I know you trust your process, you've worked really hard, but you really weren't able to get on track in the second half after a rough July. Is there anything you can pinpoint, anything that factored? Because, you've obviously had so much success in your major league career, but it was a really rough second half.
Yeah, I'm going to let my body get right and talk with the hitting guys, and, we got a good process, and I'll be ready to go.
Adley, you work so closely with this pitching staff, seeing Corbin and Zach, and what they did in the bullpen. Can you speak to that, and how's it feel to kind of not get the most out of those starts?
Yeah, honestly, I think the thing that's disappointing is just the fact that we have this group of guys, and you can see how close they are, and you want to be playing for a World Series. That's been our goal all year. And to not make it to that point is obviously a letdown. And now you got to say goodbye to guys. You don't know if they're going to be back or not. And some of these guys have had big impacts on people in this room. And, it's emotional.
Does it feel, because of that, because you don't know the future of some of the guys in the room, does it feel different than last year when a lot of the guys you knew they were coming back?
For sure. There's just like a lot of high character guys in this locker room. Guys have been around, and you don't know what's going to happen, and that's a tough thing, because these are like lifetime friends, and there's nothing better than coming to the field every day and playing ball with them.
Is there a thing is trying too hard to play? Did you guys sense maybe up and down the lineup there was some of that the last 2 days?
I know our guys are giving max effort. That's never been a question. I think our guys are the most competitive people you'll find, so it's definitely not for a lack of effort, and it's a tough game.
Now, you were out there for a while, it looked like, after the final out. What were you thinking?
It's tough to take it in that it's you're not going to be showing up again tomorrow.
Like you said, you guys are trying so hard to fix this. For you personally, was this, when you look back on your year, do you feel like you tried too many different things, too many changes, too many adjustments, or not enough? Or where did you kind of land in trying to fix things and also trying to be who you are?
I think I was going through a lot of stuff with the hitting coaches, and was in the cage every single day, looking at stuff, working on stuff, and You know, your body goes through a lot of things during the season, and I'll be ready to go for spring training.
Thanks, Adley.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.